Chapter 1. Great Uncle Matthew's Fossils. The Fossil Sisters, Pauline, Petrova and Posy, lived on Cromwell Road in London. They lived with Sylvia, Gum's great niece, and Nana. Nana looked after the children, and she looked after Sylvia before that. Gum was the children's shorter name for Great Uncle Matthew. The Fossil Sisters did not remember Gum, but he was a very important person to them. Many years before, Gum went away, and he never came back. Sylvia and Nana told the girls many stories about him. Gum liked to travel the world. In every country, he found fossils, and he sent them home. Each room in the house had fossils in it. One time, Gum went away on a ship, but there was an accident, and the ship went under the water. Many people on the ship died, but a baby girl lived. Nobody knew the baby's name because her parents died. Gum took the baby back to England with him. In England, Gum tried very hard to find the baby's family, but he could not. Everybody said, "You must give the baby away." But Gum always took interesting things home with him. He carried the baby home to Cromwell Road.
"Sylvia, I have a very special fossil for you," shouted Gum at the front door.
"Gum, you're home," said Sylvia. She was 16 then. "A baby," she said.
"A baby?" shouted Nana. "Mr. Brown, who has time to look after this baby?"
Nana was very angry with Gum. Then the baby made a noise, and Nana looked at her for the first time. Nana smiled.
"Which room can we put the baby in?" she asked Sylvia.
The baby had Sylvia's old room, and Nana looked after her. Sometimes Sylvia helped too. Sylvia chose the name Pauline for the baby. A year later, Gum got sick, and he went into hospital. There, he met a Russian man with a baby. The man was very sick.
"What will I do?" he said to Gum. "I have a baby girl, but I'm going to die."
"I'll look after her," said Gum. "We have one baby at home. We can have two."
Sylvia called the baby Petrova because she wanted her to have a Russian name. Gum got ready to go away again, and Nana spoke to him.
"Please don't bring home any more babies. I can only look after two," she said.
Gum was too frightened to carry the third baby home. He sent her with a letter and a pair of ballet shoes. The letter said,
"Sylvia, this is the daughter of a ballet dancer. The father died, and the mother doesn't have time to look after a baby. I'm going away for a long time. I'll give you money for the next 5 years. Your great uncle, Matthew." P.S. The baby's name is Posy. I'm sorry, but it's true.
4 months later, Gum sent a box for the little fossils. There were 3 necklaces inside it. They did not hear from Gum again for many years.